I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. We're starting off the 2017 season today. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be back.
Let's get right to the issue most fishermen are obsessing about, the striper migration. Striped bass coming back to our local water. You are following this closely.
That's right. Striper is the big fish here on Cape Cod. Everybody's excited that they're back this spring. The season has started. And so every year in the spring, we track the striper migration. We rely on fishing reports that we get from readers all the way down from Chesapeake Bay up to Maine and lay it out on a map and try and track how the fish are progressing north. And the basic migration pattern for striped bass in the spring is they spawn down south in areas like Chesapeake Bay, and then they swim up toward the north, and they start to arrive this time of year.
It sounds very neat when you lay it out that way, but it doesn't always work so neatly in reality.
So what really decides when the stripers arrive and how is some combination of water temperature and weather, and also how striped bass spawn. It's the larger, older striped bass, the mature ones, that do the spawning. So they hang around a little longer, like I said, down in Chesapeake Bay and in the tributaries down there. They don't head north until they finish spawning. The smaller bass, however, they'll get up here a little sooner. So that's why when the fishing season for stripers starts in early May, it tends to be what we call schoolie stripers, the smaller ones. They're the immature fish that show up first. And that's kind of right where we are now, what we would expect, catching smaller schoolie-sized stripers.
Smaller schoolie-sized stripers is what we would expect at this time of year. But just this past week, a very large fish was caught. Tell us about this.
That's right. This was a remarkable fish because it was so big. It would have been remarkable any time of year, but especially to appear here we are in the middle of May. And this was a 64-pound striped bass. It was caught by an angler named Jeff Fortin, and he was fishing on a boat with his buddy Kevin Gould, who works at Falmouth Bait and Tackle right on Cape Cod. And they were in a boat. They're not giving up the exact spot, but it's somewhere in Buzzards Bay probably. And they were fishing with relatively light tackle, catching mostly smaller striped bass, some nice 30-inch fish mixed in as well, and out of nowhere hooked into a fish that ended up being 64 pounds. And after fighting it on light tackle for a while, they tried to release it but couldn't revive it, so they brought it into the tackle shop and put it on the scale.
They must have been surprised.
I think they had to be surprised. It's definitely one of the biggest striped bass I've heard of caught on Cape Cod for at least, I would say, the past 10 years that I'm aware of.
You say they were out fishing for smaller fish when they came across this big bass. Let's round up some fishing action. Heading out right now, what are we looking for?
Well, what we're looking at right now is the striper fishing season is off to a really great start. And I think that it has to do with there's good numbers of schoolies out there. We had a really good year class in Chesapeake Bay in 2011. Those fish right now are around 28 to 32 inches, and we're seeing a lot of those fish around Cape Cod. So really good fun for people who want to catch a fish to keep. They have to be at least 28 inches to keep. And that's pretty typical of what we would expect this time of year. And then we're also seeing some really kind of outsized big fish, like this 64-pounder that was caught. So looking ahead for the next week or two, it really should only get better. We should only start to see more bigger fish showing up around the Cape. And I predict that by the time we get around to Memorial Day weekend, the striper fishing should be in full swing.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. You'll find a link on our website, capeandislands.org. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.